You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Nuggets were winners last night. They beat the Spurs again. The Nuggets have won three in a row. They'll play again tomorrow night in Indiana. The Avs are still off until Thursday because they were over in Finland, so they have a few more days off. Today is Election Day, as if you didn't know. And they went out and surveyed a whole bunch of people, and they said, should this be a federal holiday? Well, when you automatically ask people if they would like another day off, what do you think they're
going
to say?
No, I love going to work. Please don't. Please, please, no. No, no, no.
Holiday. No, no, no.
Actually, I want to work Saturdays and Sundays as well, too. Can we make that happen?
Two-thirds of people said yes, they would support the idea of it being a federal holiday, but the cynic in me is like, well, of course they did. Yeah. This was funny to me, too. You know, elections are on Tuesdays. But they asked people in the same poll, would you prefer another day? Majority of people think Tuesday is fine, but if they had to pick another day, people went with Saturday.
All right.
I kind of like that idea, personally.
Why not? Yeah. Go out on a
Although
Saturday.
Although some people, you know what some people will say? They'll like, well, I don't mind taking off of work to go, you know, vote on a Tuesday, but I don't want to take off from my personal time on Saturday.
Right, it cuts into my time.
So I guess I can see. You just can't please anybody, can you?
Nope.
I don't know why everyone just doesn't do the early voting anyway.
That's right.
Like, what's the reason for, like, refusing to do that?
Just being out with everybody. It's kind of a feel, a mood, I think, you know?
Really?
It's community feel.
I want to go stand in a line? That's, like, there's some sort of appeal to
that? Same people that want
to
go out and, you know, go Black Friday shopping, you know? It's the same people. Just want to be out, having fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess there's also probably a certain percentage of people who feel like their vote doesn't count if they don't do it on Election Day.
Right.
Like old school people, maybe.
Right.
All right, whatever. So that's going on. Anything else I want to tell you about? No, I'm done. What do you got?
Daylight saving time is trending this morning because it ended on Sunday, as everybody knows. And if you're still feeling a little drowsy and cranky, good news is a poll found that this should be the last day that you feel that way. They surveyed like 2,000 people and said, hey, how long does it take for you to feel adjusted to the shifting clocks? And the average was about 66 hours. That's 2 days plus 18 hours. They narrowed it down. Like, they put a mic in somebody's face and like, well, about 66 hours.
What a bunch of whiny butts.
So anyway, if you do the math, beep, boop, 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 clock math, that's like 7 o'clock tonight-ish, right around in there, that you're going to be like, oh, I'm finally back to normal.
I got an extra hour of sleep, and it's taken me 3 days to recover.
I don't know how I did it. So anyway, that's going on. There's other stats about that, but you know what? That's really boring and nobody cares. Chris Evans has been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2022. Stephen Colbert made the announcement last night on The Late Show. Chris wasn't there because he's filming some Netflix thing, but he did send back a video about it, and I pulled just a snippet of him talking about it.
My mom will be so happy. I mean, she's proud of everything I do, but this is something she can really brag about. It's something that as I become old and saggy that I can look back and say, I remember then.
I remember when I was super sexy.
Old and saggy.
It's kind of weird that he referenced his mom. I guess that might be something that I do, though. You know, like, my mom thinks I'm sexy. Mommy thinks I'm sexy, right?
Who's all excited to tell their mom that they're sexy?
Mom, I'm sexy. Oh, I know, honey. I made you. He is pretty sexy. He's up there. He's probably top 10. I mean, he's number one now, but in the world of sexy men, probably in the top 10. Why are you shaking your head?
Because I don't get it. He's a fine guy. He's okay. I have no problem with him.
Good guy.
But I acknowledge when men are attractive men, and I'm secure enough to say that. And I got to tell you, I don't think Chris Evans is
top 50. He's Captain Freaking America, man. Google the scene where he's topless in the Captain America movie, and you'll
I know, but you can find 10,000 photos of topless dudes who look cut and good.
He's a good-looking guy.
All right.
All right. What else is going on? Oh, this story about United Airlines. They're making a decision here during the winter months to leave, like, 6 seats open on their 757 planes. essentially because America has become too fat and we're lugging around too much crap. They're needing the empty seats to help even out the weight distribution on the planes. And they tweeted out and put press releases out about why they're doing this. And it does have to do with Americans are just getting a little larger, a little fluffier, and then the carry-ons are getting heavier and heavier as well. And they put out some stats. They say from 2019, the average female has increased total weight, again, carry-ons and body, 150 pounds to 184 pounds here in 2022. And the dudes are up from 190 pounds to 205. And it's just too much for these planes. They can't do it. Ugh. What are your thoughts on that?
Too much in fuel costs, too, right?
What are your thoughts on that, Dom?
I don't think Chris Evans is the sexiest man.
So anyway, if you're on a flight this holiday season and you see like six empty seats, you know why, as you're sitting there unbuckling your belt while you settle in.
You know, when I sit in my window seat, I would love it if the middle seat was one of those that they deemed, you know, to be the empty vacant seat.
Yeah.
Love that.
You like to spread out, put your snacks on the seat next to you. Yeah.
I do set some stuff on there.
Do you?
But you know what you really like is that you can use the space where their feet would go to put your bag.
That's
so
big.
So you don't have your bag under your feet.
That's big. I wouldn't be putting the things on the seat. That's the butt part of the seat, and I just don't feel like I'd be putting my box of Goldfish crackers over there or something, you know, where people's butts are all the time. Couldn't do it. No, thank you. Speaking of eating, this guy's gone viral because of just this nonsense that he's doing. It's a 31-year-old guy. Named Alexander something or other, and he challenged himself to eat 40 rotisserie chickens in 40 days. And he's tweeting out photos of himself doing it, and people were started keeping track of this guy. He's up to like 37,000 followers on his Twitter, I believe. And then he sent out an invite for a bunch of people to come join him at an abandoned pier near a Walmart. And where is he from?
Where he proceeded to rob them?
Like I said, that Philadelphia, where he robbed them all. No, there's like, this story says like hundreds of people showed up to watch him eat his 40th rotisserie chicken. And the big question in this story is like, why did he do this in the first place? And the answer is just because.
Okay.
He said he just wanted to do something to make people laugh while everything else in the world seems so crazy. It's kind of like performance art for this guy, and somehow it gained some legs and took off, and then he ate those delicious legs, and he downed 40 rotisserie chickens over the past 40 days. It doesn't seem that hard. It doesn't seem that impressive.
Well, that's why in my head I'm like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, it's just because it's silly, Dom. It's just silly.
All right.
Speaking
it's
of
whimsical,
silly,
isn't it?
It kind of is. Speaking of whimsical, Vlasic, the pickle company, is selling new scented candles that smell like what? Dill pickles. They look exactly like one of their jars of pickles, and they're going for $30, $29 online. They're doing this for National Pickle Day, which is coming up November 14th, so mark your calendars. It smells like pickles, Dom, and it's a candle. Do you love it?
Great.
You
I want to run out and get one, yeah.
All right, let's do clickbait.
I've learned this morning that I can't be cynical about everything to Jeremy.
Don't be cynical.
So I've got to say it's great.
My feelings are fine. I just want you to enjoy kind of some of the more silly things in life a little bit.
I do.
You're very serious.
No. You know that's not true. The difference is between silly and just stupid. Silly is great.
Like a candle that smells
today.
Like pickles is
yeah,
not
it's just,
stupid.
It's just a stupid. It's just I'm not into gimmicks that companies do. I'm anti gimmick.
You are?
Hey, we're the Vlasic Dill Pickle Company. We're gonna do a candle that's a pickle flavored candle. It's just a
you
gimmick
like gimmicks,
to sell their product.
Says the guy who just did 2 Point Tuesday on the Mindbender.
How is that?
That's a gimmick.
How is that
it's a gimmick.
No, it's a feature. There's That's a gimmick. There, if you don't know the difference, dude. But I will say this. Mm-hmm. I'm not cynical about your clickbait today.
It's really good. So
because
there's two things you can click on. And you
They're
have to
not
go to our
gimmicky.
You have to go to our page because this is how we get you to our Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. And the first story is a 50-year-old woman in South Africa that just set a new world record by doing 23 bungee jumps in 60 minutes. Can
that
you stand
I
it?
Like. I love that.
The second one is an awesome video with it. This ESPN reporter just broke a world record outside a college football game on Saturday by throwing the world's longest cornhole shot. He dunked one from 76 feet out. I mean, it was straight, nothing but hole.
So nothing but net?
Nothing but hole. Nothing but cornhole, man. And it was pretty epic. So check out that video. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.